peace with all the brothers and sisters.
早安，愿平安与弟兄姐妹们同在。
Today is the Holy Sabbath, is the blessed day of the Lord.
今天是安息圣日，是得到祝福的一天。
We ask the Lord's peace and grace to abide with us always.
请求主的灵常常与我们同在。
This morning, the topic for our mutual encouragement is, without me, you can do nothing.
今天早上属灵的题目是，除了我，你们不能做什么。
In a certain gathering or occasion, there are a lot of people can involved.
在一个特定的地点里面有很多相关的人。
However, somebody is the most important.
但是有一个人是最重要的。
For example, in a wedding ceremony.
比如说在婚礼上。
You can have hundreds or thousands of people to be the guests or workers.
你可以有成百上千个工作人员或者是被邀请来的人。
But if everybody is here.
但是如果每个人都在。
But the bride doesn't come.
新娘没有来。
So,Even the thousand people waiting there cannot do anything.
那即使是有一千个人在那边等待，也什么都不能做。
We bought an airplane.
买了一个飞机。
We all sit down on the plane.
我们一起坐在飞机上。
Flight attendant are there.
那个飞行员在。
Flight attendants.
空服员在。
Everybody is there, but if the pilot is not come.
每个人都在，但是驾驶员没有来。
So there's nothing can be done.
那什么事情都不能做。
Because somebody is the most important have to be there.
因为最重要的那个人必须要在那里。
Without that person, things cannot be done.
如果那个人不在，就什么事都做不了。
In our life,
在我们的生活中
as a Christian,
作为一个基督徒
after we believe in Christ,
当我们信主耶稣之后
who is the most important one in our life?
在我们的生活中谁才是最重要的呢
It's our Lord Jesus Christ.
是主耶稣。
Without him,
除了他
Without him, we cannot do nothing.
我们什么都不能做。
Let's turn to John chapter 15.
我们翻到约翰福音第十五章。
Verse 5.
第五节。
John chapter 15, verse 5.
约翰福音第十五章第五节。
John chapter 15, verse 5.
约翰福音第十五章第五节。第五节，我是葡萄树，你们是枝子，常在我里面的，我也常在他里面，这人就多结果子，因为离了我，你们就不能做什么。
In this passage, John chapter 15, Jesus proclaimed, He is the true vine.
在约翰福音第十五章第五节，主耶稣说他是葡萄树。
And then the believers are the branches.
那信徒就是枝子。
The vine and the branches cannot be separated.
枝子和葡萄树不能被分离。
They are actually one.
因为他们是一体。
However, who need each other the most?
但是谁是最需要彼此的呢？
Individual branches are important.
个体的枝子很重要。
But if they are cut off, they are fell on the ground, they cannot do anything.
那如果他们被剪下来掉在了地上，他们就什么都不能做。
So Jesus used this analogy to describe the relationship between him and his believers.
所以主耶稣借着这个来比喻我们和他之间的关系。
The Lord God is always a God.
主耶稣永远是神。
We are his people.
我们是他的民。
Without us, Jesus is still God.
即使没有我们，主耶稣还是神。
He is still the law of law.
他还是一切律法的主。
He is still 万主之主。
他是万主之主。
He is still God himself.
他永远都是神。
He is still life.
他永远都是生命。
Without us, he is still what he is.
如果没有我们，他依旧是他自己。
But for us, without Lord Jesus Christ,
但是我们如果没有主耶稣的话
we cannot do anything.
我们就不能做什么。
Why?
为什么?
At least there are two reasons.
有两种原因。
Without Lord Jesus, we cannot even survive.
没有主耶稣，我们连存活下去的可能性都没有。
Just like this description.
就像这边所描述的。
Jesus is the true vine.
主耶稣是真葡萄树。
The vine provided life to the branches.
葡萄树给予了枝子生命。
But if the branches is not connected to the branch, to the vine,
如果枝子没有被连接到葡萄树上
it will gradually die.
它慢慢的就会死去。
Spiritually, just like the same thing.
属灵上来说也是一样的。
We are brothers and sisters.
我们是弟兄姐妹。
What makes us different than the people who is outside shopping, barbecuing, doesn't come to church at all?
我们离外面的不来教会的在烧烤的或者在逛街的人有什么不同的呢
We have spiritual life in us.
我们有属灵的生命在我们里面。
This life is very wonderful.
这个属灵生命是非常奇妙的。
This life is hidden.
它是隐藏的。
Sometimes you don't see the difference unless certain things come out.
常常你看不到区别除非发生特定的事情。
Just like a branches on the tree.
就像树上的枝子一样。
In the winter time, even the trees wither.
即使在冬天树枯萎了
Even all the leaves are falling down,
即使所有的树叶都凋零了
But when spring come,
但是当春天到来的时候
The tree which is alive will bud,
那树就会发芽
Because it can survive in the winter,
因为它可以在冬天存活
It is connected to the source of life,
它与生命之源有链接
Now brother and sister, you are connected to Lord Jesus Christ,
那弟兄姐妹们我们是与主耶稣有关系的
That's why we can survive,
这就是为什么我们可以存活。
It's not even very easy to survive as a Christian today.
作为基督徒来说，今天不是很，我们不是很容易存活下来的。
Why?
为什么？
Because there are so many temptations in the world.
因为在世界里面有许多许多样的诱惑。
There are so many things which can change our mind.
有许多许多样的东西可以改变我们的思维。
We are under so much stress to be forced to give up our faith.
我们在 许多压力之下像我们的信仰会低头
We are so much forced to give in to peer pressure
那我们很多 在周围的这种压力之下我们会低头
A few days ago I saw a video
几天之前我看了一个录影
It's a psychological test
是一个心理上的测试
Testing how much will people give in to peer pressure
那就是测试在众人的压力之下我们会不会坚持
The test is like this
考试是这样的
So there's a group of people a worker working for the test they are posting as a passenger in the elevator
那作为那个实验的人员他们在电梯里面是乘坐人员
But when they all go into the elevator
当他们一起进入电梯里面
They were not facing the door but they were facing the opposite side
他们不会面朝着门而是会朝着相反的方向
This is very rare, right?
这是非常奇怪的对不对
When someone go to the elevator automatically you adjust yourself facing the door
一般来说当我们进入到电梯之后我们的面会朝着门
But this group of workersThey go into the lift and they're facing inside.
但这群实验人员就相反的对着另外一面。
And they post a camera on the lift.
那他们在那个电梯上也放了一个摄像机。
And they'll see when the innocent person come into the lift, what will their reaction?
那他们看当一个新的人来到这个电梯里面之后，他们会做什么样的事
？So guess what happened?
那你们猜发生了什么
？When the innocent person come to the lift at the beginning, he look around and say, "What happened to all these people facing inside?"
当这个人刚过来、刚进入电梯的时候，他在想这些人都怎么了。为什么一直朝着另外一个方向
become a bit nervous.
那他就觉得有一些紧张
and then walking around and playing the hair or back and then gradually turning in between
那他慢慢的由于紧张开始调转身体在他们的之间
as more worker coming in and out they're still facing inside
那不同的实验人员也在进进出出他们依旧朝着另外一个方向
and then the innocent person being testedFrom in the middle and totally facing inside.
那这个人就从对着中间也往里面，也朝着里面了。
After just 1 minute, he or she will be changed totally to do what everybody does, even though it is wrong.
那即使仅仅是过了一分钟，他也会被影响到做和其他人一样的事情，即使那是错误的。
Most of the people yield to the peer pressure.
多数人在众人的压力之下是会改变的。
This psychological test was done 50 years ago.
它在这个心理测试是50年前被发明的。
And already the result is there.
那结果也在那里了。
In 2015, the experiment was done again. The result was the same.
在2015年，这个实验又被实行了一次，结果还是一样的。
Most people will follow what other people do.
多数人都会跟从其他人的行为
Even though it is wrong,
即使那是错误的
but you don't want to be different.
但是你不想要不同
the idea,
他们的想法
the thinking,
他们的思维
the way they talk,
他们说话的方式
the way they dress,
他们穿衣的方式
the hairstyle,
他们的发型
everybody is just following the train.
所有的人都跟着潮流。
So how difficult it is to be a Christian nowadays?
那在如今我们身为基督徒是多么困难的一件事。
You have to be different in most area than other people.
你在多处的地方都要和其他人不一样。
When other people love the world, you say, no, I'm not loving the world, I'm loving something which is intangible, more important.
当人们爱世界的时候你会说我不爱世界我爱着更重要的事情。
I love the Lord.
我爱主。
When other people enjoying in the sinful pleasure,
当大家处于在罪的快乐之中
you have to say, no, I want to keep myself holy.
你要说不我要保持圣洁
When other people just do whatever they want.
当每个人随意而行的时候
But you say, no, I want to please God. I want to do whatever God wants.
你就会说不，我想做神所喜悦的事情。
How difficult it is！
那是多么的困难的一件
事。If you don't have spiritual life in you，
如果我们体内没有属灵的力量
，You cannot do this。
我们就做不了这个。
You cannot even survive。
我们也无法存活。
That's why it's not easy to be a member to survive。
Spiritually。这就为什么属灵上作为一个成员要存活下来，并不是一件很容易的事。
People baptize, people happily join the church。
有很多时候，人们快乐的加入教会或者受洗。
But after a few years, they drifted。
但是几年之后，他们就离开了。
Why？
为什么
？If you are not connected to the branch, to the vine。
因为如果没有接在葡萄树上的话
，You cannot do anything。
你就不能做什么
？Yes, maybe you can still go to work。
是的，也许你还可以继续工作，也许还可以像往常一样过每日生活。
But there's no spiritual life in you anymore.
但是你的体内并没有灵命。
Just like these branches, this flower.
就像这个花一样。
You look at it, it is very beautiful.
你看它，它非常的漂亮。
It has color, it has leaf.
它有叶子，也有颜色。
But they have been cut off from the source.
但是它离源头，它已经被从源头上剪下来了。
Sooner or later, they will wither.
早晚它都会枯萎。
They will not survive the winter or longer.
它不会存活到冬天或者更长。
Secondly,
第二点。
Without him, or you after if you leave Lord Jesus Christ,
那如果我们离开了主耶稣
，you cannot bear fruit.
我们就不能结果子。
If you cannot survive, of course you cannot bear fruit.
那当然，如果我们不能存活，自然就不能结果子。
What is the fruit of the Holy Spirit?
圣灵的果子是什么呢
？Let's turn to Galatians chapter 5.
我们翻到加拉太书第五章。
Galatians chapter 5 verse 22.
加拉太书第五章第二十二节。
Galatians 5:22.
加拉太书第二十二章第五章第二十二节。第二十二节。
5:22.
加拉太书第五章第二十二节。第二十二节，圣灵所结的果子就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实。
23.
二十三节，温柔节制，这样的事没有律法禁止。
This is the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
这是圣灵所结的果实。
This is very wonderful character.
这是非常奇妙的一个。
Can you imagine?
那你能想象吗
？If you meet someone who have all this character,
如果你遇到一个人有着以下所有的特性
，How much you love him or her?
你会多么的爱他
？Wow, so loving.
我这样的可爱。
Full of love.
充满了爱。
Every day is joyful.
每一天他都充满喜乐。
It's peaceful.
也充满和平。
Wow, and then it's helping, gentle, kind, and self-control.
也忍耐恩慈良善信实。
Why a person can be transformed to have all this good character?
一个人怎么样可以改变有这样的特性呢
？It is not he determined. Oh, I must change.
他并不是他自己下定决心说我必须要改变。
Yes, we need determination.
是的，我们需要决心。
But determination is not enough.
但是光有决心还不够。
Yes, you know your temper is bad.
那我们知道我们现在脾气不好。
But how can you change it?
但是怎样改变它呢
？We try so many times, we cannot succeed.
我们常常试着要改变，但是却从来没有成功过。
But if the life of Lord Jesus Christ in you,
但是如果主耶稣的生命在你体内
，automatically you just change, you just have all this good character.
自然而然的你就会改变，也会有这些奇妙的人格。
Because you are not the same anymore.
因为你不再是以前的那个你。
You are not living your own life.
你不再是过你自己的生活。
It's the life of Jesus in you.
是主耶稣的生命在你里面。
So that's why we have to survive and we have to bear fruit.
这就是为什么我们需要存活，然后结出果子来。
We have to stick with Lord Jesus Christ.
我们需要与主耶稣这个真葡萄树一直在一起。
But Lord Jesus said.
但是主耶稣也说。
Without me, you can do nothing.
离了我，你们什么都不能做。
That means there is a possibility that a member can choose.Actively or being forced to leave Lord Jesus Christ.
那就说明每个人都可以有一个选择来离开主耶稣。
You are not forced to believe in Lord Jesus.
你并不是被强迫来信主耶稣的。
Isn't it? We come by ourselves.
我们是自愿来的。
Also, if you leave, nobody forced you. If somebody decided he wanted to leave.
即使是你离开的话，也没有人逼迫你，是你自己想要离开的。
Then why would someone leave Lord Jesus Christ?
那为什么有的人会离开主耶稣呢
？Then we have to think about this question.
我们需要思考这个问题。
If you leave Lord Jesus, you can do nothing.
如果我们离开主耶稣的话，我们就不能做什么。
In what way we can leave Lord Jesus Christ?
那我们怎么样会离开主耶稣呢
？The first kind of things.
第一
，someone may choose to leave the faith, the belief on God.
那有的人会离开他的信仰，不相信神。
At the beginning, they believe in God.
在一开始，他们相信神。
But something sometimes happens. They don't even believe in God.
但是有一个突发事件之后，他们就不再相信神了。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 3.
我们翻到希伯来书第三章。
Hebrews chapter 3.
希伯来书第三章。
Verse 12.
第十二节。
Hebrews chapter 3, verse 12.
希伯来书第三章第十二节。希伯来书第三章第十二节，第十二节，弟兄们，你们要谨慎，免得你们中间或有人存着不信的恶心，把永生神离弃了。
Verse 13.
第十三节，总要趁着还有今日，天天彼此相劝，免得你们中间有人被罪迷惑，心里就刚硬了。
Here the author of the book of Hebrews reminds us the bad example of the people of Israelites.
在这里希伯来书的作者提醒我们这些不好的例子。
The people of Israelites.
那以色列的民。
When they were in Egypt.
当他们在埃及地的时候。
They were suffering.
他们受苦。
They were crying out to God, please deliver us, save us.
他们向神呼吁，神啊，求你救救我们。
And then God sent Moses to bring them out.
然后神就差派了摩西来带领他们出埃及。
The ten miracles, the ten plagues.
那行了那十个神迹。
And then the Red Sea is divided.
红海被分离。
And then they see the pillar of cloud and fire guiding them in the sky.
看见天空中有云柱火柱带领他们。
And every day they are seeing the hands of God.
每一天他们都看见神的大能。
Every day they are receiving the grace of God.
每一天他们都得到神的恩典。
Because every day they eat the manna, which is the food come from the heaven.
因为他们每天都吃着从天上掉下来的玛拿。
So at the beginning they believe.
所以在一开始他们是相信的。
They believe God.
他们相信神。
They believe God loved them.
他们相信神是爱他们的。
They believe God is mighty.
他们知道神是伟大的。
However,
但是
not long after they have left Egypt.
在离开埃及地不久之后
they started to change.
他们改变了
Here said, you have to be very careful.
在这里说你们要非常的
小心 We don't want to see least that anyone among you have an unbelieving evil heart forsake the living God.
免得你们中间或有人存着不信的恶心把永生神离弃了
There's a possibility that somebody can from believing in God and doesn't believe in God.
很有可能有一个人从相信神变成不相信神。
Why?
为什么
？Because their heart become very hardened.
因为他们的心刚硬了。
They become proud.
他们骄傲了。
Why people forsake God?
那为什么人把神离弃了呢
？I think there are two possibility reasons.
我想应该是有两种原因。
The first reason is somebody become very proud.
第一种原因是那个人非常的骄傲。
In the beginning, he believed in God.
在一开始他是相信神的。
But after a while, he thinks that, well, I am very capable.
他说过了一会儿之后，他说我是大有能力的。
Whatever I have achieved, I have done by myself.
我所有的成就都是我一个人完成的。
I don't think God has done anything for me.
我并不觉得神为我做了什么。
Without God, my life is still okay.
没有神，我的生活也照样过得很好。
I don't go to church for one year. My business is still going okay.
即使我没有去，我一年没有去教会，我的生意还是可以的。
My children are still healthy.
那我的儿女也健康。
I stopped going to church for 3 years.
那我停止去教会三年了。
But everything is still going fine.
一切都和往常一样。
And gradually, he will think that everything I have actually nothing to do with God.
那他慢慢的就会想，我所拥有的一切与神无关。
So at the end, he will just think that no, this not with God, it's me.
那最后他会说，这和神无关，是我。
His heart will become very hard.
他的心就会非常的刚硬。
Then people go to tell him, come back to God, come back to church, and there's no need.
那当人们提醒他要回到教会，回到神的面前之后，他会说并没有这个必要。
Because his heart is already proud and hardened.
因为他的心已经骄傲且刚硬了。
This is one possibility.
这是其中的原因之一。
Especially when a person who is very successful and prosperous.
尤其是一个非常富有或者成功的人。
Second possibility.
第二个原因。
Why people suddenly from believing in God and become not believing in God?
那为什么有的人会突然从相信神变为不相信神呢
？Because he has committed sin.
因为他犯了罪。
In verse 13 tell us.
在第十三节里面告诉我们。
Sin can deceive you.
罪可以迷惑人。
And then make your heart become very hard.
也可以让你的心非常的刚硬。
For example.
比如说。
Somebody have done something.
有人做了一件事。
He committed great sin against God.
他 他在神面前犯了大罪。
Now, what can he do?
那现在他能做什么呢？
Of course, one option is he can come back to God and ask and beg for forgiveness.
当然，其中的一个选项就是他可以回到神的面前请求神的原谅。
He has to remove his own dignity. He has to humble himself. He has to be contrite and crying in front of God.
他先要使自己谦卑，在神的面前呼吁哭求。
If he is able to do that, he still have hope.
如果他还能这样做的话，他还有希望。
Just like King David, after he have committed sin, he repent to God.
就像大卫王，他在犯了罪之后，他在神的面前悔改认错。
But people also have another option.
但是人们也有另外一个选项。
That's when after I committed sin.
当我犯了罪以后。
Suddenly I think that, well, it's better to believe there's no God.
那最好是没有神。
Why?
为什么？
There's no God, that means what I've done. There's no judgment.
那就是如果没有神的话，我所做的事就不会被审判了。
I don't want to see there's God.
我不想认为这有神。
I don't want to think about that.
我也不想这样，我也不想去思考。
So after committing some mistake, some people choose to think that there's no God.
所以当很多人犯罪了之后，他们就会自己认为没有神。
He closed his eyes, he didn't want to see.
他闭上眼睛，不想看见。
But actually,He is deceiving himself.
但是实际上他在自己欺哄自己。
Whatever you do, whatever you have done, God is watching.
你所做的一切神都在观察。
Whether you believe or not, God is still there.
不论你信或不信，神就在那里。
So brother and sister, when we are here,
所以弟兄姐妹们，当我们在这里的时候，
when we come to church every week,
当我们每周来到教会，
being a Christian,
作为一个基督徒，
you just have to ask yourself one most important question.
你只要问你自己一个最重要的一个问题。
Do you believe in God?
你相信什么？
Do you truly believe in God?
你是真心相信什么吗？
Don't have to ask so many other questions first.
不需要问其他的问题。
Do you believe in God exists?
那我们相信神真实的存在吗？
Do you believe God is watching you?
你相信神正在观看你吗？
Do you believe God is there?
你相信神就在那里吗？
So we have to always ask ourselves.
所以我们要常常的问自己。
Without him, we can do nothing.
离开了他，我们就不能做什么。
If you don't even believe in God,
如果你连神都不相信的话，
Sorry, nobody can help you.
对不起，没有人可以帮助的。
Nothing have to be said anymore.
什么都不需要说了。
Because whatever we do, our concept, our value, our moral, all is based on we believe there's God who is watching us.
因为我们所行的一切事都建立于相信神这个基础之上。
So don't leave the faith on God.
所以不要离开对于神的信心。
Secondly,
第二，
we must not depart from the truth.
我们不要离开真道。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 6.
我们翻到希伯来书第六章。
Hebrews chapter 6.
希伯来书第六章。
Verse 4.
第四节。
Hebrews chapter 6, verse 4.
希伯来书第六章第四节。第四节，论到那些已经蒙了光照，尝过天恩的滋味，又与圣灵有份。
Verse 5.
第五节，并尝过神善道的滋味，觉悟来世全能的人。
Verse 6.
第六节，若是离弃道理，就不能叫他们重新懊悔了，因为他们把神的儿子重钉十字架，明明的羞辱他。
Here say that there's another possibility of option that people can make the decision to leave.Lord Jesus Christ.
那这里也提到了人如果离开神的话，另外的一种选项。
That means they leave and departed from the truth.
那就是说明他们离开了真道。
Jesus said, "Without me, you can do nothing."
主耶稣说了，离开了我，你们就不能做什么。
What does this mean?
这个意思是什么
？That also means Jesus said, "Without the truth, you can do nothing."
主耶稣这个话的另外一种意思就是离开了真道，你们就什么都不能做。
Because Jesus said, "I am the truth."
因为主耶稣说我就是真理。
Without the truth, you can do nothing.
没有真理，我们就什么都不能做。
Yes, you say that. Yes, I believe in God.
你说是的，我相信神。
I believe there is a God.
我相信天上有一位神。
Who is watching me?
正在观察我。
But that's not enough.
但是这也不够。
You must believe in the truth.
你必须要相信真道。
You must totally follow the Bible.
你必须要完全的遵守圣经的话而行。
Now the author of Hebrews is talking against some member in the church.
那当然，希伯来书的作者就是在讲当时教会的一些信徒。
They were already enlightened the grace of heaven.
他们已经蒙了光照。
天恩了。
尝过天恩的滋味。
What is the grace of heaven? Heavenly grace.
那什么是天恩呢？
Here explain.
在这里解释了。
Of course, it's meaning the grace of salvation.
当然是救恩。
And then he also mentioned that have a partaking of the Holy Spirit.
那这里也提到了与圣灵有份。
What does it mean partaking of the Holy Spirit?
什么叫与圣灵有分？
You receive the Holy Spirit.
你得到了圣灵。
Wow, you experience what the Holy Spirit is like.
你感受到了圣灵是什么样的？
You speak in tongue, the power of God is in you.
说方言，神的力量也在你里面。
And then you have tasted the sweetness of the good word of God.
并且尝过神善道的滋味。
Wow, you know you have received the pure truth.
你得到了真理。
That means you have received the complete salvation.
那就说明你得到了完全的救恩。
Truth and the Holy Spirit.
真理和圣灵。
Now, this is what we are today, brother and sister.
那弟兄姐妹们，这就是我们今天。
We have received this wonderful truth and Holy Spirit.
我们得到了这个圣灵，也得到了真道。
But one day, if you choose, oh, I leave this truth.
那如果有一天你选择我要离开这个真道。
You go to follow other truth, other teachings.
去跟随其他的教派。
Then sorry, you cannot do anything anymore.
但那就对不起了，你不能再做什么了。
Because spiritually, without the truth, we are nothing.
因为属灵上来说，没有真理，我们什么都不是。
The church, the preciousness of the church is not the building.
那教堂的宝贵性不在于这个建筑。
Or how many people?
也不在于里面有多少人。
Even you have 10 million people, 20 million people, doesn't mean anything in God's eyes.
即使你有100万或者200万的人也没有用。
What God is watching is, do you have the truth?
那神所观察的就是你有没有真理。
Let's turn to the book of book of Titus.
我们翻到提多书。
Titus.
提多书。
The book of Titus, chapter 1.
提多书第一章
verse 4 Titus chapter 1 verse 4
提多书第一章第四节
Titus chapter 1 verse 4
提多书第一章第四节现在写信给提多，就是照着我们共信之道做我真儿子的，愿恩惠平安从父神和我们的救主基督耶稣归于你。
Paul wrote to Timothy.
保罗给提摩太写信。
Sorry, Paul wrote to Titus.
保罗给提多写信。
It's a greeting here.
在这里有一个问安。
He wants that Titus to be his true son.
他希望提多成为他的真儿子。
He wants Titus to receive the grace and peace from God the Father.
他希望提多从父神那里得到恩惠和平安。
But what is the common ground? What is the basis?
但是这建立于什么的基础之上呢？
What is the basis of our relationship?
那我们关系的基础建立于什么样的基础之上？
Not because we are friends.
不因为我们是朋友。
Not because we have come from the same hometown.
并不是因为我们来自同一个家乡。
The basis of our relationship is based on the common truth.
那我们之间的关系是建立于真道之上的，
共信之道
之上。
Common faith, this is very important, brother and sister.
共信之道是一个非常重要的事情。
Once again, our relationship is based on the truth.
再一次，我们的关系建立于真道之上。
Today we are very close.
今天我们非常的亲密。
We have each other.
我们有彼此。
We love each other.
我们也爱彼此。
Why?
为什么?
Because we are believing in the common thing, common faith.
因为我们有共信之道。
You believe the same thing, I believe the same thing.
你相信，你和我相信同样的东西。
This common faith is the base of our salvation.
这共信之道就是我们救恩的基础。
We can say that it's a five basic doctrine.
我们提到有五个基本信条。
And then totally make up 10 basic beliefs.
一共有十个基础信仰。
So these are the foundation of our relationship with each other and also with God.
这是我们与神还有我们彼此之间的一个基础。
If that foundation is changed,
如果这个基础被改变了，
you cannot receive grace and peace from God.
我们并不能从神那里得到平安和恩惠。
If this common faith, you believe in a different thing than I believe, we cannot be so close as before.
如果我们所相信的是不同的事情，我们不可能再像以前一样亲密。
For example, we all believe that the Sabbath day is a commandment of God.
因为我们都相，比如说我们都相信安息圣日是神的诫命。
This is from the Bible.
这是来自于圣经的。
That's why today we worship on the same day in the same places.
这就是为什么我们今天在同一时间、同一个地点在敬拜。
Spiritually, we are so close.
这就是为什么属灵上之间我们是如此的亲近。
But if somebody suddenly say, "Oh, I'm not observing Sabbath," on a Sunday is also acceptable. Then suddenly you're not close anymore.
那如果有人突然说我不再守安息生日，星期天也是安息生日，那我们突然之间就不再那么亲密了。
We're different.
它就变得不同了。
For example, our belief about Holy Spirit.
比如说，我们对于圣灵的相信。
We believe the evidence of the Holy Spirit is speaking in tongue alone, no other things.
那我们相信，圣灵就是说方言，并没有其他的。
得圣灵的凭据。
得圣灵的凭据就是说方言。
But if somebody believes differently.
但是如果有人有不同的信仰的话。
Say that you can full of the Holy Spirit without speaking in tongue.
你可以充满圣灵且不说灵言。
Suddenly you are different, no more common faith.
那突然我们就没有共信之道，就不再一样了。
So spiritually, the tie is no more there.
那所以属灵上来说，我们的这种关系就不复存在。
What binds us
together? 什么把我们绑在一起呢
？Is the common faith.
是共信之道。
So that's why Lord Jesus said, "Without me, you can do nothing."
这就是为什么主耶稣说，离了我，你们不能做什么。
Jesus is the truth.
主耶稣就是真理。
That means if you leave the truth.You cannot do anything.
这就是你如果离开了真理的话，你就不能做什么。
Yeah, what is true Jesus Church?
那真耶稣教会是什么
？Why we say true Jesus Church is the chosen church? It's the only safe church by God.
那我们为什么说真耶稣教会是唯一一个被主耶稣选中的，是真教会
？Not because of us we say this.
并不是因为我们这样说。
But because we are 100% of what we believe is totally from the Bible.
因为我们所信的100%都出自于圣经。
Nobody can have any different interpretation on it.
没有人可以再对它有不同的理解。
Because this is the truth written in the Bible.
因为这就是圣经里面所记载的真理。
So no matter what we are, where we are.
所以不管我们是什么样的人，或者我们身处何地。
Where we go.
或者我们去了哪里。
We have to uphold the truth.
我们需要高举真道。
Recently, I contact a young man, a youth in our church.
那最近我和我们教会里面的一个青年有联络。
Oh, I haven't seen him for months.
我几个月都没有见到他了。
And I always text him and see how he's doing.
我常常发短信给他，问他怎么样。
In the beginning,
一开始
he said, "Oh, I'm so busy at school work. I'll come later."
他说我的学业非常的繁忙，我过一段时间再来。
Okay, after some months, I text him again and say, "Hey, brother, have you finished the exam? I haven't seen you for a long time."
那过了一段时间，我又发了一条短信给他，我问他，弟兄，我已经过了很久没见到你了，你考试考完了吗
？He told me.
那让他告诉我。
I go to a local church nearby.
我在附近去了一个当地的教会。
He lives in Hamilton, about 1 hour drive from here.
他住在 Hamilton, 大概就是离这边大概一个小时。
So he wanted to save time and attend a local church nearby.
他想要节约时间，就在附近的教会参加聚会了。
I told him, brother.
我告诉他弟兄啊。
Do you know the difference?
你知道区别吗
？Yes, you still go to church.
是我还是去教会
But there's a big difference.
但是有一个很大的区别
you have to, if you really want to worship God,
如果是你是真心实意的想要敬拜神
you have to observe the truth.
你需要敬拜真理
遵守真理
遵守真理
we have to follow God, we have to observe the Sabbath.
我们需要跟随神我们需要遵守安息圣日
TJC is different than other churches.
真耶稣教会与其他的教会不同
So I told him.
所以我告诉他
In my heart, I'm really sad and very worried for him.
在我的心里，我非常的担忧，也非常的不开心。
Because I know if a person gradually leaves the truth,
因为我知道，当一个人渐渐的离了真道之后
，If he doesn't know what this truth is so precious,
他不知道这个真道是如此的宝贵。
If he thinks that every church is the same,
如果你认为所有的教会都是一样的话
，Then if you leave the truth spiritually, you cannot do many things.
那如果你离开了真道，属灵上来说，你就不能做什么了。
So that's why, brothers and sisters, we must be rooted in the truth.
这就是弟兄姐妹们为什么我们要扎根于真道之上。
We come here not because of any human being.
我们来这里并不是因为人。
Not even preacher, not because of preacher.
也不是因为传道。
Or your best friend is here.
也不是因为你最好的朋友在这里。
You come here is because of the truth.
你来这里是为了真理。
If you stay here, it's because of the truth.
如果我们留在这里，也是为了真理。
And let no one bring you out because they believe in different things.
也不要让任何信着不同的人把你带走。
Because of the different teachings.
因为不同的教训。
Because in the Bible already predict in the end time this will happen.
因为圣经已经预言了，在末世的时候这些事都会发生。
Different teachings will come out.
不同的教训会出现。
People will come out.
人们也会出来。
But do you want to go?
那你愿意去吗
？Without the truth,
离了真理
，you cannot do anything.
我们就不能做什么。
The third point.
第三点。
Don't leave the true church.
不要离开真教会。
Jesus tells us.
主耶稣告诉我们
Without me, you cannot do anything.
离了我你们就不能做什么
Who is Jesus' body?
主耶稣的身体是什么
The church.
就是教会
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 1.
我们翻到以弗所书第一章
Ephesians chapter 1.
以弗所书第一章
Verse 22-23.
第二十二到二十三节
Ephesians chapter 1, verse 22-23.
以弗所书第一章第二十二到第二十三节，第二十二节又将万有伏在他的脚下，使他为教会做万有之首。第二十三节，教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的。
Now, Paul in the book of Ephesians spent a great deal of time discussing what is the church.
那保罗在以弗所书里面花了许多的时间来解释教会是什么。
Church is not a building.
教会并不只是一个建筑物。
You don't need a building to have a church.
你并不需要一个建筑物来成为一个教会。
Church is people.
教会是人。
The people which God saved.
是神所拯救的人们。
But these people adding up together.
那这些人加起来。
They become the body of Lord Jesus Christ.
他们就成为主耶稣的身体。
This is very important.
这是非常重要的。
We, every one of us, is just one little body part.
我们每一个人只是白体中的一个个体。
For example, I'm a preacher.
比如说我是传道。
Every week I preach.
每一周我都传道。
I'm just like the mouthpiece of our Lord. I'm just speak for God. I'm not speaking for myself.
我就是为了神而讲道的，并不是为了我自己。
I can only preach. This is what God want me to do.
我只能传道，因为这就是神所需要我做的事情。
But the body doesn't make up only the mouth.
但是身体并不只是有嘴巴这一个部分。
If there's a body, everywhere is a mouth. Everywhere is mouth. You look at it, it's a monster.
那如果你看到一个身体上到处都是嘴，这就是一个怪物了。
One mouth is good.Don't have too many, right?
一个嘴是好的，但是不要有太多。
You need to have eyes.
你需要眼睛。
You need to have ears.
需要有耳朵。
You need to have hands.
需要手。
That's why we have members to cook for us, repair hardware for us.
这就是为什么有弟兄姐妹们辛勤劳作为我们烧饭。
Some are feet.
我们需要有一些是脚。
That's why some brothers and sisters are good at going places.
那就是为什么
driving preachers and workers.
那就是为什么有一些弟兄非常会开车，会开车带传道或者长职。
So we are all a part of this body.
我们都是这身体中的一部分。
We cannot survive by ourselves.
我们自己不能存活。
And how many bodies does Jesus has?
那主耶稣有几个身体呢？
According to the Bible, there's only one body.
那根据圣经上来说，只有一个。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 4, verse 4.
我们翻到以弗所书第四章第四节。
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 4.
以弗所书第四章第四节。第四节，身体只有一个，圣灵只有一个，正如你们蒙召同有一个指望。
Verse 5.
第五节，一主，一信，一喜。
Verse 4 tells us there's only one body.
那第四节告诉我们身体只有一个。
This means there's only, in Jesus' eyes, there's only one church.
那就说明在主耶稣的眼中只有一个真教会。
2000 years ago in the apostolic time, there was only one church.
2000年前在使徒时代的时候只有一个教会。
Why?
为什么?
Because there was only one Holy Spirit.
因为只有一个圣灵。
When they received the Holy Spirit, they behaved the same thing.
当他们受圣灵之后，他们的行为也变得相同。
They all speak in tongues.
他们都说灵言。
They have one hope.
他们有一个盼望。
Their hope is going back to heaven.
他们的指望就是回到天国。
They have one Lord.
他们有一主。
This is Lord Jesus Christ.
这就是主耶稣。
And then he emphasized there was one faith.
那也只这在这里也提到了只有一信。
There was only one common faith in the apostolic time.
在那时只有在使徒时代只有一信。
That means at that time, if you want to believe in Jesus, there's no other choice. There's only one faith.
那就说明在当时如果你想要相信主耶稣的话只有一种信仰
And because of one faith there's only one way to baptize people one baptism
因为只有一种信仰所以只有一种受洗的方式
So in the eyes of Lord Jesus he only has one body
所以在主耶稣的眼中他只有一个身体
There's only one church which can save
也只有一个教会可以蒙得救
It's the church which follows everything the Bible says
就是那遵守所有圣经上所有话的教会
The true Holy Spirit the one truth and also the true baptism
有圣灵一信和一喜
Now, brother and sister, we are so lucky. Do you know you are so lucky you're sitting here today?
那主耶稣那弟兄姐妹们我们是何等的幸运可以坐在这里
We know there's so many people, they have never heard about this complete gospel before.
那有多少的人从来没有听过这完整的信仰？
If you don't know, you ask any of your Christian friends outside, do you know what is the Sabbath? They say, no, Sabbath is Sunday.
那如果你问你其他的信基督教的朋友，你问他安息日是什么，他们会告诉你是星期天。
Sunday is the last day.
因为星期天是最后一天。
的主日，他们说。
是最后一天，也是主的日。
They don't know what's the difference between the Sabbath and the Lord's Day.
他们不知道安息圣日和主日是什么，有什么区别。
They don't know the historical background, how people changed the Sabbath to go to observe Sunday.
他们不知道历史背景，不知道人们是怎么把安息圣日改到了星期天。
They don't know how people changed water baptism from baptizing in the living water into a swimming pool or sprinkling.
那他们也不知道是怎么样从活水中受洗，是从活水中改变到游泳池，或者只是洒一点水。
But today we are in this true church.
但是今天我们在真教会之中。
In this body.
我们在这身体之中。
We are so blessed by God.
我们被神所祝福。
So tell yourself, no matter what happened.
所以告诉我们，不论发生什么事。
No matter who said what to you and whatever you say.
不论何人向你说过什么样的事情
I make a determination. I must be in the body of Lord Jesus Christ.
我要下定决心，我必须要在主耶稣的身体内。
Not because of people.
并不是因为人。
Because I know the truth.
因为我知道真理。
Because I know the Holy Spirit. I have the Holy Spirit here.
因为我知道圣灵，我也拥有圣灵。
Just like a body part.
就像身体的各个部位。
If you are cut off from the body part.
如果你被从身体的部位中被割除。
Some people have industrial accident.
有很多人有一些工作上的一些意外。
Sometimes the chain store cut off the whole palm.
有时候一个锯子把他们整个手都给锯掉了。
What is the first thing they do?
那他们所做的第一件事是什么
？Other people will help him to stop the bleeding and then put the ice on the body parts.
那大家一般来说是为他止血，然后把冰块放在那边。
And then immediately rush him to the hospital.
那立刻冲到了医院。
Because I know a brother recently.
因为我知道，有一个弟兄。
He had an accident when he was doing renovation.
最近他在做装潢的时候。
Oh, the whole finger cut off.
他整一个手指都被切了下来。
Wow. This is something that can happen, right?
那这是有可能会发生的事情。
But if the body part was left the body for many hours.
那如果身体上的部位离开了身体有几个小时之后。
If we do not reconnect it as soon as possible,
如果我没有尽快的把它衔接回去
the body part will rot, will cannot reconnect anymore.
那个身体上的那个部位就不可能再被连接上了
Now think about this, brother and sister.
那主耶那我们要想
You are part of this body.
我们是主耶稣的一个部分
No matter how small you are,
不论我们多么的微小
or how big you think you are,
或者我们认为我们有多大
You are just A little body part.
我们只是身体中的一个很微小的部位。
You need this body more than this body needs you.
我们需要这个身体多过于这个身体需要我们。
Isn't it?
是不是
？We need Jesus more than Jesus needs us.
我们需要主耶稣多过于主耶稣需要我们。
Just like what we said in the beginning, without us, God is still God.
那就像我们在一开始所提到的，即使没有我们，神依旧是神。
But if we leave him, we cannot do anything.
那我们若离了他，我们就不能做什么。
So that's why we must not leave the truth and true church.
这就是为什么我们不要离开真道，也不能离开真教会。
No matter what happened.
不论发生什么。
I must be in the true church.
我必须要在真教会之中。
Half a year ago, I remember I listened to a sister's testimony.
那半年前，我记得我听了一个姐妹的见证。
And she said she had left the true church, the true Jesus church, for a few decades.
那他说他离开了真耶稣教会已经有几十年了。
Because of something happened, she left the church.
因为一些事情，他离开了教会。
And then she attended other church services.
那他也开始去了别的教会参加他们的聚会。
In the beginning, she think that while other people have love and care for her, they are very good people.
那在一开始，他说他觉得其他的人也是非常好的人，也会关爱他。
She really appreciate what they do.
她非常的喜欢他们为她所做的事情，也非常感激。
She even joined the services, joined the Bible studies.
她也参加了他们的聚会，参加了他们的查经班。
And she really enjoyed it.
她非常的喜欢。
But until one day, they discussed the Bible.
那直到有一日，他们讨论圣经的时候。
About the Holy Spirit, the concept of Holy Spirit.
他们说关于圣灵的理论的时候。
There's a difference. just suddenly being underscored.
那就突然会发现有一个区别。
Because our sister from young she has received Holy Spirit before.
因为我们的这个姐妹她从小就受了圣灵。
She received Holy Spirit. While she filled the Holy Spirit, she feel speaking in tongue.
那当她受了圣灵的时候，她被圣灵所充满，也开始说灵言。
And then she pray hard for the Holy Spirit.
那她也为了圣灵迫切的祷告。
Even though many years she didn't come to church, she still have the Holy Spirit.
即使许多年她没有来教会，她依旧拥有圣灵。
But when they discuss about Holy Spirit.
但当他们议论圣灵的时候
，They say, "Well, no, you don't. When you believe, they have Holy Spirit. You have Holy Spirit automatically."
那他们就说，当你相信的同时，你就拥有圣灵了。
Even you don't have to speak in tongue.
你不需要说灵言。
Hey, this sister said, "No, this is what I experienced. This is not."
那这个姐妹就说，这不是的，这是我亲身经历的了，并不是这样。
The Bible said you have to pray to receive Holy Spirit.
那圣经上也提到说，你需要祷告才可以得到圣灵。
And then when you Holy Spirit, you speak in tongue. You know it.
那当你有圣灵的时候，你就会说灵言，你也会知道。
They don't agree.
但他们并不同意。
And suddenly this sister wake up.
那突然这个姐妹就醒悟了。
Yes, the people are very nice there.
是的，那边的人非常的友善。
But the truth is different.
但是真理是不同的。
And the Holy Spirit is according to the, we have to go back to the truth according to the Holy Spirit.By the Holy Spirit.
那根据圣灵上来说，我们要回归真道。
So she come back to the church.
所以她回到了真耶稣教会。
And then she testify.
那她也做了见证。
There is difference.
有区别。
If you know the Bible, you know there's difference.
如果你知道圣经，你就知道有区别。
So Jesus said, "Without me, you can do nothing."
所以主耶稣说，离了我，你们就不能做什么。
So never leave the church of God.
所以永远不要离开神的教会。
Never leave the true church.
永远不要离开真教会。
And also, that means do not stop joining services.
那这也代表不要停止不来聚会。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 10.
我们翻到希伯来书第十章。
Hebrews chapter 10.
希伯来书第十章。
Hebrews chapter 10 verse 24.
希伯来书第十章第二十四节。
Hebrews 10:24.
希伯来书第十章第二十四节。第二十四节又要彼此相顾，激发爱心，勉励行善。
25.
第二十五节，你们不可停止聚会，好像那些停止惯了的人，倒要被此劝勉，既知道那日子临近，就更当如此。
The book of Hebrews talking about a lot talk about keeping the faith and getting ready for Jesus coming.
那希伯来书提醒我们常常要预备主耶稣的再一次到来，也提醒我们要保持信心。
And that day is coming very soon.
那一天很快就要到来。
Well, how do we know today?
那我们今天怎么样知道呢？
You look at the global warming.
你看全球变暖。
And you look at the wars amongst countries.
看到不同国家之间的战争。
You look at the advances of ISIS, all the persecution on Christians.
那看见所有逼迫那些基督徒的人。
You look at the world, how wicked, how immorality reigns in the world.
看现在社会是怎样的败坏。
And you know this world is not lasting long.
那你就知道了，这世界并不会持久了。
The day of the Lord is coming.
主耶稣再来的日子近了。
But how can you get ready?
那我们怎么样预备自己呢？
He said you should not stop or gradually stop coming to church or meeting each other.
那在这里说你们不可停止聚会。
If you are stopping at the beginning, you will not feel good. You want to come back. You want to make it up.
那如果你们刚开始停止的时候就会感到不适，就会想要再回来。
But after a while, you get used to it.
那过了一段时间之后就会习惯了。
You think that, I didn't come to church. I was so busy. But still okay. Nothing happened.
那我心想，如果我因为我繁忙，所以没有来教会，但是也没有发生什么样的事情。
And then you gradually stop.
那你就会慢慢的停止。
And after you gradually stop.
那慢慢的停止之后。
Then stopping will become a habit.
那停止就会成为一种习惯。
You will not feel guilty. You will not feel sad anymore.
那不会再感到不安，不会再感到困惑。
At that time you feel numb.
在那个时候就被麻痹了。
And the time when you feel numb.Your spiritual life almost died.
在你被麻痹的同时，你的灵命就要结束，就快要结束了。
If you feel bad because you missed the church service, thank God, Holy Spirit is still talking inside you.
那感谢，如果弟兄姐妹们，今天如果我们错过了一节聚会，我们感到不安的话，感谢神，圣灵还与你同在。
If you feel guilty about that, thank God, you still have hope.
如果为那个感到羞愧的话，感谢神， 圣灵还与我们同在。
But if one day you don't feel anything,
但是如果我们有一天什么都感觉不到的话，
you miss church, you don't feel anything,
即使我们错过了聚会也不感到什么，
then your life is almost finished.
那我们的灵命就快要结束了。
So that's why we have to encourage each other.
这就是为什么我们需要互相勉励。
Let's turn to Psalm.
我们翻到诗篇。
Psalm chapter 16.
诗篇第十六篇。
Lastly, we look at Psalm 16:2.
诗篇第十六篇第二节。
Psalm 16 verse 2.
诗篇第十六篇第二节。第二节，我的心呐，你曾对耶和华说，你是我的主，我的好处不在你以外。
I want to share this verse as our conclusion.
我想要作为结尾，我想要分享这一经节。
Let this be our prayer.
让这个成为我们的祷告。
We tell the Lord.
我们告诉神。
Oh Lord, you are my Lord.
神啊，你是我的主。
Apart from you, there's no good things.
那除我的好处不在你以外。
Just like what Jesus said.
就像主耶稣所说的一样。
Apart from me, you are doing nothing. You cannot do anything.
离了我，你们什么都不能做。
Without Lord Jesus Christ, there's no good things.
没有主耶稣的话，就没有任何的好处。
Last month, there was a very shocking news in the Silicon Valley in the U.S. IT industry.
那在那个上一个月，在美国的硅谷有一个非常大的新闻。
There was a CEO of a very famous company.
有一个非常出名的公司的 CEO.
His wife is also a CEO, a very high executive of Facebook.
他的妻子也是 Facebook 的一个非常高的一个 CEO.
CFO.
CFO.
So this couple, they are both of them very successful.
那这一对夫妻他们都非常的成功。
So they went to Mexico for holiday.
那么他们就去到墨西哥来度假。
They stay in the best hotel.
他们待在最好的旅馆。
A private island.
那是一个私人的岛屿。
Wonderful hotel.
是一个非常非常美妙的一个旅馆。
So the husband decided, let me go to the gym and do some exercising.
那这个人的丈夫他就想要去到健身房去锻炼一下。
So after a few hours, nobody see him return.
那过了几个小时之后，没人看到他回来。
They go to the gym.
他们去了体育馆。
Yeah.And find out he's lying beside the treadmill.
那他看到他躺在跑道的边上。
And then rush him to the hospital.
那把他紧急的送往医院。
And then he died.
他就死了。
Why did he die?
他为什么死了呢？
The police investigated that he may tripped himself while running the treadmill, tripped himself, lose balance, the head hit something hard on the treadmill, bleeding, internal bleeding.And then just die like that.
那警察通过分析之后，觉得他跑步的时候可能失去了平衡，然后头撞到了什么，就从上面摔了下来。
And then life just finished.
那他的生命就这样结束了。
He has billions of dollars.
他有上亿的资产。
He is a CEO of a big company.
他是大公司的 CEO.
His wife is also a very successful businesswoman.
他的太太也是一个非常成功的商业人士。
But when life wants to end, it just ends.
但是当生命决定要结束的时候，它就会戛然而止。
How about our life?
那我们的生命呢？
Our life can be as fragile as him.
那我们的生命也可以像他一样脆弱。
But we have Jesus.
但是我们有主耶稣。
That's why we must connect the Lord Jesus.
这就是为什么我们要常常与主有好的关系。
Without him, we cannot do anything.
离了他，我们什么都不能做。
Let's sing him.
我们唱诗。
358.
第358首。